What happened? David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today. You may remember that because of the pandemic and during the pandemic, we've done several stories about eastern Idaho farmers donating potatoes from their farms to food banks. Randy Hardy of Hardy Farms in Oakley, Idaho, can provide you with an explanation.
It was fantastic. Clear up until the virus hit, I was telling people I farmed for 48 years waiting for a year like this because it kind of was the perfect storm. We had a few less acres, so less potatoes, and it looked like it was going to be a good marketing year, and I happened to have a good crop. Pretty good yields and excellent quality, so I was kind of licking my chops thinking this is going to be a real good year. And just prior to that hitting, our fresh returns were $12, $13. Our market was really good for another week or so. Food service slowed down, but retail was asking for more because everybody's starting to go to the grocery stores. But it started to affect us because, you know, our shed's built for probably 85% food service cartons. And we do some consumer bags, but it's not our focus. And so all of a sudden it was retail that was wanting potatoes. And so we were trying to figure out how to move our carton stuff to retail. And commission started pushing bigger size bags, bigger size profile potatoes in 15, 20 pound bags. We got some of that market. So it was a real slowdown for about a month.
But still, a positive attitude about life. I hope you found this agricultural program both informative and useful. I'm David Sparks, proud to represent the Ag Information Network.